Welcome to the Sunday Night Army podcast, the best local podcast in Windsor, Essex County, Detroit, and wherever. The place for news, entertainment, and music. Here's your host, Jacob.
Right, welcome to the show. I am Jacob, and welcome to another episode in the music series. And I wanted to start this off really quickly with a special announcement that there will be a live coming up soon. So if you're listening right now, make sure you are tuning in to all the socials for upcoming announcements of lives and a special announcement. Very important because it has to do with this show. But of course, if you want to support the show, nothing's changing, it's just growing, so cool stuff coming up. Make sure you're checking out the Instagram, Facebook's growing, hit 600 followers on there, and thousands on Instagram now. It's growing really well, so keep up with the socials for all the crazy announcements coming up. And of course, if you want to support the artists that have come on the show, check out a Spotify playlist, a top indie playlist, just make sure you save it, listen to it. A lot of good tracks on there. And if you want to support me, grab some merch. Merch store available in the link in bio. Go check it out. Easiest way to support the show and myself, like, have me doing whatever I'm doing and getting you more awesome music to listen to. Besides that, let's get to today's interview. So right now on the music series, I'd like to welcome my next guest from Nashville, Kim Brogel. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. I'm excited to have you on the show, so welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Now, I'm excited. I've been listening to your latest track, Let Her Go, and I want to get into more detail about it later on in the episode. But first off, just like I do on this show, I want to get to know you a little bit more. Tell me about your journey, because there's a lot of details there, how you wound up where you are now. So walk me through your journey to being an artist.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. Well, I joke that I got into music by accident. I've always enjoyed music, and I've always been a writer, wrote poetry and things like that, but I never sang and just never thought I could. I sang by myself, but I thought, that's about as far as it needs to go. And I actually had a career. I graduated from college at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide.
Oh, there we go.
So
we shouldn't be friends right now for all of my football friends that are listening.
Oh, no, I know. There's a bunch of people that probably just turned it off. But hey, I'm a big football fan.
Yeah, it's great.
And I got NFL. I mean, I'm a fan of NFL too. So, but yeah, I went to college and majored in French and international business, nothing music. And went on to have a successful career in real estate. I actually sold pharmaceuticals for 6 years and then was in real estate for quite some time. Was successful in that and actually started my own company. And was doing very well. I just was not, it was not my passion. I've always been an entrepreneur and, always wanted to be better and do more and very driven and always had a really great work ethic. But it was not until I got I've got twin boys. They're my whole world. And I got them guitars for their birthday. And my brother-in-law, who's also a hit songwriter here in Nashville, and he's a great guitarist, James Dean Hicks is his name. And nice. So he was like, come out and I'll teach them how to play. So I took them out there with their new guitars and he taught them a few chords and I just kind of watched. And I was thinking, I could try that. And so the next day they went to school and I picked up their guitars and was just hooked. I mean, I was totally hooked and I just played for hours on end. I taught myself to play on YouTube and started learning songs and it just completely consume me. It was like my whole world aligned when I held the guitar and started making music. And then I got my own guitar that year for Christmas. And then a couple of months later, I started taking vocal lessons and didn't tell anyone I was doing it because I was just like, oh my gosh, this is crazy because they're going to be like, what? You can't sing. And, I was going to be so embarrassed. So I just didn't tell anyone I was going and started taking some vocal lessons on Music Row, which for me, I mean, I literally was pulling into the parking lot and almost backed out because I was like, you are a fish out of water. I mean, I'm from Nashville. And so Music Row has always been for, musicians and people that know what they're doing. And I didn't. But I was like, you're gonna do this, you're gonna do this. And so I went and I ended up loving it. And from there, just started writing and taking a chance. And we recorded some songs because the girl that I was taking vocal lessons through was also a producer. And she was like, yeah, let's just record some things. And, it just progressed from there. And so, I just really dove in head first and really dove into the songwriting and been to a few songwriting seminars and just really started studying music at that point. And it's just kind of led us to here and took a few. I did take a few guitar lessons. I'm actually taking guitar lessons right now just because I want to make sure I'm not forming any bad habits. And, I just want to be confident when I play live because playing live in Nashville is different than Bucksnort, Nebraska or something.
Oh yeah, I would
I don't
assume
even know.
so.
Yeah, I mean, it's really intimidating because you could be playing live to, producers or heads of labels. And so for me, I like to joke that I'm a recovering perfectionist. And so I just always want to be the best that I can be at everything, whether it's songwriting, whether it's playing, I'm constantly learning and growing and getting better. And so I just wanted more confidence before I start playing more live gigs. And so but that's I just totally found my passion later. Most people start doing this in their teenage years, and I was just late to the party, but that's okay.
No, it is okay. And I want to pick your brain on that because I love the idea of song of writing and songwriting. So here's a question for you. Do you think because you started a little bit later on, maybe you have a subtle advantage in songwriting because you can lean back on songwriting ideas and experiences. So, with a certain period of time that you've gained so much experience and knowledge, then now you can actually put that in writing.
That is a great question, and I believe, just my opinion, I believe it gives me a huge advantage, just because I do have a lot more life experience at this point. I have been through so much just personally to draw on, but also just life experience through the de death of one of the things that really impacted my life was my brother died several years ago now, but he drowned and it was just a freak accident, and it really impacted me. It was a really trying time in my life where I had to dig deep and grow. I also have a heart condition that was really like a very life-threatening heart condition I was diagnosed with in college. And that has, I've always had to overcome so much for that and really just dig deep for kind of the reasons why I'm here and the things that I'm doing, why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I do bring a lot more experience with that, and now having kids that I'm raising raising and the things you go through as a parent. And I just pour that into my songwriting, because it's really more than anything, I've discovered that my passion, my true passion, is inspiring people. And I feel like now the voice for me to do that is through my music, because I touch on a lot of things and I try to get to the heart of things that other people relate to. But inspiring hope in all of that, because I want people to know that they're not alone, that I've been through this, and we're all gonna get through the things we go through. And life is tough. You know,
But
we'll
that,
get through them.
yep, that is extremely true. It is tough. But let's get to this track here, because Let Her Go, is the track we have here on the show. Walk me through the process of this song.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was debating which song to send you, because I've got other songs on the EP that have had a lot more plays than this one, but I think this one is really the most personal for me. I just love this track. I love how it turned out. I wrote this one day when I was in my car and I was just sitting in the parking lot waiting for my boys to get out of their tutor. And it's really just, I was just kind of thinking about where I was, you know, kind of in between this career that I had built, and yet music was calling me so much. And one of the things I've always struggled with is just doubting myself. You know, I always joke that no one will be harder on me than I am on myself. And accepting grace has always been just really hard for me. So this actually started out as a very spiritual song for me, of just, you know, I look at my life and I think I just can't believe that God keeps giving me grace and forgiveness. And so that's really where it came from. It was just something near and dear to my heart. And I wrote it literally just like, I had my guitar in the car and just wrote it while I was in the parking lot waiting for them. And it wasn't until after I wrote it that I realized that it really spoke to not only just the spiritual side of me, but also how I view myself in light of my relationship with my husband. You know, it's just, I tend to beat myself up a lot. And I think that's common for an artist, that you deal with a lot of self-doubt and struggle with that, but then you always overcome. And so for me, it was just the meaning of the song was about dealing with self-doubt and accepting grace and learning to love yourself. And I wanted to end the last chorus on this positive note of just kind of the first half of the song is more of what I tell myself, but the second half of the song is really what's really going on. So, you know, in reality. So, yeah, it's just a really personal song for me, and I hope other people can relate to it.
Well, let's have them start right now. Let's play the song on the show.
Sounds
Here's
great.
Let Her Go, Kim Brogel, right here on the Sunday Night Army.
You can make sense of wonders, but they're all around the world. I know they say there's seven, way more if you ask this girl. I've been to the Grand Canyon, as fast as the eye can see, but it can't touch the love he has for my boys and me. It's amazing how he loves me every day. It's amazing.
Let her go.
time, I'll never write her.
There you go. That was Let Her Go, Kim Brogel, still here on the show. Of course, you can find the track. You get everybody listening already knows on a Spotify playlist. Go like, follow, subscribe, all the great things that we do, and give us some plays. Now, the album, The Fight, tell me about it. Is there a theme throughout the whole thing? How many tracks?
Yeah, there are five tracks. There's not, I think the common theme, the reason I chose The Fight as the title track to the EP is just that the fight for me was representative of any struggle that we all go through, whether the struggle is addiction, because there's a song on there about addiction recovery, or if there's a song about self-doubt like Let Her Go, or parenting, which is a song I wrote for the fight is the title track. I actually wrote that for my boys, and it's about their struggle with kind of some bullying and figuring out who they are in this world. So the fight is really the common theme throughout, and just that we all have a fight. We've all got things in our life that we've got to overcome. And but it's, I really wanted it to be a message of hope for overcoming those things. And then the last track on the song, I mean, on the EP is, It's a Good Day, because I like to have fun too and not be too serious in my music. And so It's a Good Day I wrote with my brother-in-law, James Dean Hicks. And it's really just kind of my life story, and just try to make it fun and make light of, you know, the things we go through, kind of the stages in our life. And so, yeah, I mean, that's, I think the common theme for sure is overcoming obstacles in our life and overcoming the fight. And that means different things for different people, because we all have stories, you know, but I think that's what makes us strong and what makes us persevere and really connects us all.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And that is available everywhere. So everybody should go and check it out and buy it, like it, follow it, do all the things we need to do and support our artists here on the show. Now, goals for 2024, we have lots of time left in 2024. What do you have coming up we can all look forward to?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I love recording and I love writing, so I will continue doing that. I think for me, the goal is to do more live shows in 2024. And I'll always post those on my website. You can go on my website and see upcoming shows, but just doing some more live gigs. And at the same time, I really, really want to work on being a better songwriter, because I think it's kind of interesting, because you can have artists out there that have an okay voice or whatever it is, but if they're an amazing songwriter, they will be discovered. They will be found, because the song is what leads everything. I think the song is what people are going to gravitate to and connect with. And so if you get the song right, and it seems so simple, but wow, have I really come to appreciate the craft of writing. I've always been a writer, and I actually wrote fiction novels. I've always been a storyteller. I have like fiction novels and nonfiction novels I've written. I just never published. And for me, that's easier to write a 300-page novel than it is to write a 3-minute song. Because you've got to craft that same story, 300 pages to write into a 3-minute song and do it in a way that everyone can relate to and just, tell the truth and make it rhyme.
Oh, it's hard to get emotion and your information through a 3-minute song than a 300-page descriptive story. 100% difficult.
So it's a new challenge, but I love it. So I've got some songwriting seminars on the horizon for 2024, and new songs I'll record, but also just want to do more live shows. So, but those will be on my website.
Awesome. And that website is kimbrogel.com, KIMBROGLI.com. That's one way to find out more about you. But if there's any socials you want to share with the audience, where you prefer them to go and follow, let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm most active on Instagram at Kim Brogel Music. And that's again KIMBROGLI Music. But I'm also on Facebook and I'm new to TikTok. I don't get on there a lot, but the PR people say to get on there, so that's what I did.
Yes, good advice. Good advice. That's what
And
PR on this side also recommends. Everywhere there is an audience, we have to find a way to get there.
And I'm on
100%.
Twitter as well, Kim Brogel Music there at Twitter, but or Kim, it's all my social links are on my website, so you could click on those. And I'm also on Clapper, which is something some other indie artists that I have a group of indie artists that we kind of network together. And there was a group of us that got on Clapper and really found an audience there. So I would encourage people to check that out as well, because it's really, I kind of got on a couple of playlists through that have really
Nice.
boosted some streams. So, I'm always looking to collaborate with indie artists and help build each other up. And because I don't think anyone ever achieves success alone. So I always say, find your peeps and build each other up.
That is correct. And to make this even easier, Kim Brogel will be tagged with this episode on all socials. So if you're already following the episode and the show, obviously, because you guys are listening, make sure you get the link in the description on all socials. One click, follow, like, subscribe. It's what we do on this show. So, Kim, thanks for coming on the show and talking to me today.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed it. I'm so appreciative.